Living in the past achieves no progress for anyone. Living in the past achieves no progress for anyone. All it does is just makes us go nowhere fast. It's a shame that we live in the past. It's a shame that we are remembering how things were should have been done or how we might have done them and not how we did it. If we can just live in the present, we see life as it is. Now, Ellen lives in the embassy, and it has a beautiful tree-shrouded yard all around it, very beautiful, but all the trees, most of the trees, are cottonwood trees. And the cottonwood trees like to lay their roots near the surface of the ground. And so they run all over the surface of the ground around her house. And some of them are as big as 6 to 8 inches in diameter. Wow! Big roots that they are shooting out all over the place. And then we have our septic tank there, and they want to dip down into the septic tank and even go underneath the concrete lid that's there. And it's amazing. And so we said to ourselves, now, that was a mistake to put cottonwood trees there. They grew fast. They grew wonderful. They made a great deal of shade, caused a great deal of leaves to fall all over the place and make the place more difficult to clean up all the time. But now, if we're going to pay attention to the fact that we made a mistake and put them in, and now we're going to take them out, c'est la vie. C'est la vie. All we do is say, I would like to have it differently. Now, are we in our mind ready to decide what trees we're going to replace those cotton trees with? Those cottonwood trees are beautiful, they are lovely, they grow fast, they are really wonderful, but their roots just make a havoc out of the yard. So we want to plant a tree or a few trees. We have a lot of pine trees in the yard as it is, but a few beautiful trees that will put down proper roots and grow deep into the soil, and that they will have lovely leaves, and they will just be the kind of trees that we want. Now, where do we find out what kind of trees grow best up here in the Campo area? What kind of trees grow best in this neighborhood here? When we first had a gardener establish our beautiful yard around the embassy, we had a person who said he knew all about the local plantings and the local trees and bushes that would grow well here. But he did not put in enough of them. He put in a few, but not enough. And we wanted to have more shade. We wanted to have more beauty from the trees. And so we noticed that in our backfield we had some cottonwood trees. And we brought 8 or 10 of these cottonwood trees over to the backyard of the embassy, and we planted them. And as we planted them, we noticed that they grew very quickly and very wonderfully and very fine, and we were pleased with them for a number of years. Well, that was 1999, and today is 2016. 17 years later, and the trees have grown in a way that does not please us. So it leaves us one thing. We must remove those trees, and we must remove as much of the rooting as we can and stop them from continue growing and put in the type of thing we want. But now, living in the present, we say, what kind of tree do I really want to have in that yard? What kind of tree grows well here in the high desert? What kind of tree grows well when they're watered by artificial watering? What tree is going to be giving us shade and is going to give us all sorts of lovely things and not have its roots go up? At the monastery, we have a lovely tree in the backyard around all the pine trees. The pine trees are growing just super and in the proper way. But we have an interesting tree. We don't know the name of it, but it's an interesting tree with beautiful leaves on it and beautiful branches, and it grows just wonderful. But it, too, likes to lay its roots on the surface. And it, too, is an unhappy tree to do the mowing around, because those roots are just always jumping right up in your face. So we have a little research to do. I know that I know that I know. I know the perfect trees to plant in my yard. I know that I know that I know. I know the perfect trees that will grow most dramatically and abundantly and fantastically for us. But how will I find out what it is? I know that I know that I know. I listen within. So now I'm going to spend some time in meditation. And I'm going to say, I know that I know that I know. And I'm going to really mean, I know that I know that I know. I'm going to really feel that I know that I know that I know. And I'm going to let that come forth in my life as a reality for me. Because that's all that really matters. And now, I will let you know how I come out on this. I will let you know how we come out on this for the perfect tree up here. That roots go down, and the tree is beautiful. We have a garden in our lower area here, and there are maybe about 20 acres there, filled with beautiful pine trees. And every Christmas, we take our pine tree that we get, a live pine tree at Christmas, and we plant it in that lovely little paradise garden. And over the years, the trees have just grown abundantly, and other trees have joined them, but they're wonderful, they're beautiful. And occasionally, trees have to be changed, and they have to be taken care of, and we do that. But because we have so much love for our trees, because we have so much peace and joy in what we have and how we're doing it, we always do it right. We always do it right, and when we do it right, we are the happiest people you could ever imagine. So join with us today in saying that here at the University of Healing Campus in Campo, California, we have the perfect trees that give us shade, that grow in the ground beautifully, and that are just a joy to have and a joy to experience every moment of our life. Say that with us. Join us in that confirmation, and we'll report to you what beautiful things we come up with. Thank you for being you, and thank you for letting me share with you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.